By 1923, the school owned a farm. It had 315 students and 25 teachers. The campus had several buildings. Mary McLeod Bethune was busy raising money for her school. She pushed her students to do their very best academically. Florida needed African American teachers, so Mary McLeod Bethune began to add new classes to her school. She wanted the school to become a junior college to train teachers. In 1923, her school joined with the Cookman Institute. This new high school taught both boys and girls. Feature box, then and now. Bethune-Cookman College. Bethune-Cookman College began in 1904 in one room with five students. It started as a school for training African American girls. It grew to a high school. Then it grew to a junior college, and then a college. Today, Bethune-Cookman College has a 70-acre campus. About 2,800 students go to school there. Caption: Mary McLeod Bethune returned as president to Bethune-Cookman College for a year. In 1931, one of Mary's dreams came true. Her one-room schoolhouse became a junior college named Bethune-Cookman College. Its many students could choose from many different courses. Graduates got good jobs such as teaching. Mary McLeod Bethune was becoming a well-known educator. Still, she spent much of her time trying to raise money to keep her school open. She worked as president of the college until 1942.